Welcome to Wellbeing and You with the counselling team at Western Sydney University. I'm Erin.
And I'm Paula. We're passionate about supporting students to make the most of the university experience.
With this podcast, we're going to introduce you to a few members of our team and tell you about many of the great services and resources here to help you at university. Let's get started. So today on the podcast, we are welcoming Amanda, who is the manager of the welfare service. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us today, Amanda.
Thanks for having me along, Erin. It's good to be here.
Excellent. Well, now I hope it's okay, but my right-hand woman, Paula, is unwell today. So I'm giving her apologies. You'll have to struggle on just with me today, if that's all right.
Perfectly fine.
Excellent. So Amanda, as a place to start, tell us a little bit about your role with the Welfare Service.
Sure. So I'm from the Student Welfare Service, and where our team is made up of welfare officers and our International Welfare Coordinator. And my role within the team is to actually support the team in their work with students. As a team, we provide support to students who've got personal circumstances that are impacting on their studies, and we guide them through the relevant processes and supports available to them. Support the welfare team provides can relate to university processes such as special consideration, review of grade, leave of absence, reduced study load for international students. And as well as supporting with university processes, we also provide support with things in a student's personal life, such as, you know, any accommodation issues, any financial stress the students might be under. We also provide support to students who are carers of somebody. So all in all, the welfare service aims to provide support to students based on their personal circumstances. So we look at the student's circumstances, and then we see what we can do to support students within the university and referring to any other areas outside of the university that might be able to help also.
Because that's a huge thing, isn't it? With, like, for a student who's got something going on in their personal life, there are so many different policies and processes with the university that can be so hard to navigate.
Yeah, very, very much so. And I think, you know, with having a friendly face or a friendly ear just to help guide students through you know, what is available to them that they might not know about can make all the difference.
Students often come to counselling saying, this stuff is going on in my life, but what does that mean for me with uni? How can I navigate this? How can I keep uni going despite all of that stuff that's going on?
Yeah, that's it. You know, having somebody to talk to that has information about different things the university can offer while someone is going through some heavy circumstances or anything relating to their personal life that's impacting on their university life.
So what would you say are the most important things that people should know about the welfare service?
I think no matter what, I think it's really important for people to know that welfare can help no matter what the circumstance. People can use the welfare service as a reference point. They don't need to know, you know, what the process is or what the support may be. All they need to know is that a welfare officer may be able to help. And if a welfare officer, you know, can't resolve the situation, they can definitely refer to the right, you know, the right place in the university or the right service that might be able to help them resolve their situation. So I think for welfare, the most important thing to remember is we're a friendly team. We're here to support students. We may have the answer to your problem, but if we don't, we're always going to put you in touch with the right area of the university or the right service provider for you.
That is brilliant. And I've always found that in working with welfare officers, that often I've had a student in my office in the days when we're allowed to have people in our offices, you know, who said, I've been kicked out of home, or I've broken up with my boyfriend and I've got nowhere to go. Yeah. And just being able to introduce them to the welfare officer to say, you know, here's this awesome team that can help you out, and let's see what we can do. You guys work miracles sometimes.
Well, thank you. And we always find that, you know, the majority of the time when somebody comes to us with a problem, we can offer a few suggestions, but for the most part, it's always a student that ends up resolving their problem anyway. They've just needed that friendly ear or the point in the right direction. We're there to support along the way.
What is your favourite part of your job, Amanda?
The favourite part of my job is definitely having the privilege to be able to make a difference in someone's life, whether it be relating to their experience as a student or to something that they're going on, to something that's going on in their personal life. It's a big thing for people to open up and share about their experiences. So equally on the other end, I think it's a big privilege to be able to be that person that somebody opens up to. It's always something that I've taken very seriously in my work. I also really like that phrase, you know, little acts, big impacts. You know, something that I can be a part of helping a student with, it might be something very small on my end, but the impact of it can be so big and, you know, potentially life or experience changing for somebody. So that is definitely the best thing about my job, is just being able to make a difference.
What sort of experience did you have before coming into this role?
So after completing my social work degree back in 2006, I worked predominantly in mental health in both clinical and non-clinical roles. Mm-hmm. So most of my work was in community mental health support until I joined the university in 2012. Most of my work in the mental health field was supporting clients to be able to continue living in their homes, and helping them to access the healthcare that they needed and the different supports. It was a really good job. Definitely met a lot of interesting people, but I'm also very happy with, you know, moving on to the university and doing what I do with students. Working for the university has definitely been the highlight of my career so far.
So eight years you've been at the university. Have you ever seen a year like 2020?
Absolutely not. 2020 has been a year definitely with so many challenges, you know, for students, the university as a whole, you know, and I think for, you know, university staff as well, you know, in their own personal lives and in their work lives. It's definitely been interesting. You know, on a positive note though, I think it has really opened up opportunity for us to look at how we can do things better, and also recognize how resilient we all are with dealing with challenges that maybe, you know, many people in the years to come will never face in a pandemic again, but we'll see.
What are some of those themes that you've seen for students across, you know, this crazy 2020 year? What's been coming up again for the welfare service?
The welfare service, we've always assisted students who are in financial difficulty and having issues with accommodation and I guess just general things in life, really. But this year, since the pandemic hit, you know, we've seen a massive escalation in students with financial difficulties, difficulties with their accommodation. Also, we see lots of international students And what we're seeing a lot of is students not only being impacted themselves, but their families that they're separated from back home. They're not able to go back home because of financial issues, but they might not necessarily be able to afford to stay here themselves. But the best option for them is to stay and continue on with their studies so they can finish their course and move on into their career. But by far, the biggest challenges have been around finances for themselves and for their families, and you know how to best manage sometimes we don't have all the answers, and we're just working to a best possible solution for each student.
Yeah. I'm imagining it must be so hard to plan at the moment, like for international students who are going to be finishing their degrees, you know, at the end of this year, to be able to plan, okay, can I even get back home? Is it safe for me to go back home? There must just be so much uncertainty for students.
There's so much uncertainty, and, you know, there's uncertainty, but it's also been, you know, we've also seen so much resilience as well, so much resilience and so much determination from our students. You know, despite these circumstances, they want to keep on going, and they're doing absolutely everything that they can to keep on track with their future goals.
So, Amanda, if you could give one piece of advice to someone who's feeling a bit blah, a bit meh at the moment, who's struggling a little bit, what advice would you give them? What's something that a person can do to just help improve their mood?
Look, for me, and I practice this myself, just remember you're human. It's okay to feel blah, and it's okay to feel not okay sometimes. Don't put pressure on yourself to feel a certain way. Let yourself feel what you need to feel, but make sure you do at least one thing each day which makes you smile or makes you feel happy. A practical thing I do for myself is I write down one or two small goals each day that I can tell myself that I can achieve, and I know that I'll be able to achieve them. They don't have to be big goals, you know, just small things like go outside for a 15-minute walk, or, you know, take 10 minutes to, you know, watch a favourite TV show, or listen to, you know, a mindfulness recording on YouTube or something like that. And no matter what else I achieve in the day, how big or small, as long as I've done those two things that I knew that I could achieve, that brings a smile to my face. So
I love that, Amanda. That's such a great piece of advice. Do something every day that makes you smile. And you know what's making me smile today is having this chat.
Oh, thank you. That's really lovely. And it's making me smile too.
Good. I love doing this podcast. This is one of my absolute highlights of my working week. So thank you so much for your time today, Amanda. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for inviting me.